Good morning, brothers and sisters. Ezekiel chapter 17 has two parables that Ezekiel gave to the children of Israel. In verse 2, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel. It uses the same figure of the cedar and the twig in both sentences. The first of which was a prophecy unto the children of Israel. The second one is a prophecy about Christ and his kingdom. The first riddle, or parable, began with an eagle described as having great wings, full of feathers, with lots of colors, as we see in verse 3, which came into Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. The eagle here is referring to the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. The cedar is Israel, and the top branch was King Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was appointed king by the Egyptian pharaoh Necho, who forced Jehoiakim to pay tribute to Egypt. While Nebuchadnezzar began to lay siege to Jerusalem, Jehoiakim changed his allegiance to the Babylonian king to avoid the destruction of Jerusalem. Jehoiakim paid tribute to Nebuchadnezzar for 3 years until Babylon had a failed attempt to invade Egypt. Jehoiakim saw an opportunity and rebelled against Babylon and switched his support to Egypt. After he switches his allegiance, Babylon lays siege to Jerusalem again. Jehoiakim dies during the siege, and his son Jehoiachin takes his place. Nebuchadnezzar deposes him and takes him to Babylon, which we see in verse 4. He cropped off the top of his young twigs and carried it into the land of traffic. He set it in a city of merchants. Nebuchadnezzar placed Mattaniah, whose name was changed to Zedekiah, into power. He was Jerusalem's last king. He was forced to make an oath of allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar, who was therefore king of a subordinate kingdom, drawing his power from Babylon, which is referred to the branches that turned toward him in verse 6. In verses 7 through 21, Ezekiel speaks about Zedekiah's betrayal of his covenant with Babylon. The second eagle, which also had great wings and much plumage, which was lacking long pinions, which are the outer parts of the bird's wings, which include the flight feathers. If the eagle couldn't fly, or maybe couldn't fly as high, because it was lacking the long pinions, it was obviously a lesser eagle. It didn't consist of many colors. This is representative of Egypt. The vine did bend her roots toward him and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. Zedekiah had aligned with Egypt, asking for horses and much people. By doing this, he was breaking his covenant with Babylon. Because he broke his oath, God says to the prophet Ezekiel, As I live, saith the Lord God, surely in this place, or in the place of the king dwelleth that made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he brake, even with him in the midst of Babylon, he shall die. Breaking the oath he gave to the king of Babylon dooms Zedekiah, because it was also God's oath that he broke. The second prophecy begins in verse 22. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off the top of his young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it upon a high mountain, an eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel I will plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs, and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar. And under it shall dwell every fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches, therefore, shall they dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord that brought down the high cedar, have exalted the low tree, and have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken it and have done it. The cedar in this prophecy is also Israel, except the kingdom in this prophecy is to be established by God in the future. The branch that God plants upon the high mountain is Christ. We need to note that the emphasis here is that God himself will set up this kingdom. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree and exalted low tree, and have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken it and done it. Chapter 18 begins with God telling Ezekiel that the people of Israel can no longer use the proverb, The fathers have eaten our sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. This meant that the Israelites felt like they were being judged unjustly for the sins of their fathers, specifically Manasseh. God goes on to point out that this is not the case. He states that if man does that which is lawful and just, and doesn't worship idols, oppress anyone, hasn't partaked in usury, has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, executed true judgment, walked in God's statutes, and done that which is good in his sight, he shall live. He goes on to say that if a man has a son who is a robber, a murderer, hath eaten upon the mountain, and defiled his neighbor's wife, who lifts up his eyes upon idols, and doesn't walk in the statutes of the Lord, that man shall surely die, and his blood will be upon himself. The righteousness of his father will not save him. If the wicked man has a son who sees the evil of his father and doesn't do those wicked things, if he keeps God's statutes and does what is holy, he will not bear the iniquity of his father. He will live. Each man is judged according to his own actions. Continuing in verse 21, God tells Ezekiel, if a wicked man turns from his evil ways and repents his transgressions, then does that which is lawful and pleasing in God's eyes, he shall surely live. His transgressions will be forgiven because of his righteousness that he hath done. The only way we can achieve this forgiveness is because of God's mercy and the plan he has outlined us through his Son, Jesus Christ. In contrast, the righteous man that turns wicked will surely die. His prior righteousness will not save him. So let us not, brothers and sisters, fall into temptation and suffer the consequence, because God has no pleasure in the death of him that dieth.